Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is what Molly told us on Thursday's show.
Last week, I was told that I had to let go of one of my team. Basically, someone who was hired in the last year. That left me with two options.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a single mom. The bad news is she's really the weakest link in the team. She is by far the least qualified employee. The other one is she's a 23-year-old. The great news is she is really the model employee, and she will really be going far in the company. I'm sort of torn right down the middle.
I don't really know what the debate was. So one is better for the company.
Well, one of them is younger,
mm-hmm.
23 years old, lives with her mom, has a second job modeling, and is really a stellar employee, has been kicking butt for the company. They both were hired at the same time. Other employee is single mom of three. Husband just left. She's had a really difficult year going through a separation and I guess impending divorce. And she's been kind of slacking in the workplace and wasn't necessarily the most stellar employee before that anyway.
Okay.
So she's going, if I let this woman go, that's her and her three kids that won't have an income.
So the thing that I'm really hearing you hear you say also is that she wasn't a great employee before all this stuff started going down with her husband.
I think that's what we got to the bottom of a little bit.
She kind of said that she wasn't as good of an employee as this other woman for sure. All the way around, before, after all this happened. But we got a lot of feedback from listeners, and it was, like Jen said, cut and dry, where they felt like your personal life and your personal responsibilities don't have any bearing on the decision.
Yeah, listeners are pretty harsh about it. Even single moms
really
that were keeping it together
right.
and doing a great job at work were offended that someone would, almost cut them slack for being single mothers.
You've got so many other people to think about in the office also when you make a decision like that. If you make the worst business decision, you're affecting everybody else in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So while I understand the compassion about it, you gotta worry about everybody.
Well, and you have to worry about your own job, too. Because like we said, when we talked to her, her managers are going to come down on her if she keeps around the less qualified or less, performing employee and things don't go well, they're going to blame it on her.
Right.
We don't even know what Molly did. And here she is on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Molly.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm okay.
did you have to let somebody go?
Well, yeah, I did, and it was a really tough decision, and hearing some of the stuff I'm hearing now, I'm not sure I did the right thing.
Okay.
But, the bottom line was after the call last week, I was like, I felt pretty strongly that I knew what I had to do, and I was completely planning on firing the single mom,
right.
the less qualified employee, without a doubt, that was the best thing for the company, and that is my job to serve the company. And I was putting it off, I was really tormented by this choice.
No kidding.
And I put it off to the very last minute, and then when push came to shove on Friday, I let the 23-year-old go.
What changed your mind at the last minute? What was it?
No, it was just knowing the heart. Knowing that the hardship that this woman was going to go through.
Wow.
So really what you did is you made your company more vulnerable on Friday. It's not as good a company today as it was on Friday, and that is because of you.
Well, I don't like to see it that way.
I think
we are small cogs in a very big picture, and I was taking care of the small cog. I don't think that this, if I thought this was going to change the whole company's future in a dramatic way, that would have been another completely other decision. But this is a woman who is part of a team, you know, supervised by others. There are, you know, there are other teams. There are other people in those teams. I was really looking in the immediate future.
But But to go back to Thursday, you did say the 23-year-old even had potential to move up in the company. So you did have a perspective on the broad picture, but you still let her go.
Well, I just also think that there's going to be, you know, an opportunity, you know, and I even said this to the 23-year-old. I said, look, you know, when I had to let her go, which was rough, but, and she took it very well, which was great. She made that part easy for me, but she took it very well. And I said, you know, of course, we think that, you know, she's been doing great work and, you know, it's just a sign of the times, and that if anything changes economically, that she would be the first person we call back in. And I will, you know, and as you know, I'm also leaving the company soon, so I will absolutely let the supervisor who's coming in, you know, let her know of this.
Wait, that's
did
new.
You say,
whoa, whoa, we didn't know that you were leaving
the company. That's new information.
You're taking off?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to be there for much longer.
Okay,
So you left the company in a worse place, and you're not even there to clean it up.
I think it's a gross exaggeration to say I left the company in a worse place.
You did.
But you said on Thursday that she was not as good of an employee. Now
you fired the better employee. Your company isn't as good today.
Now, what left the company in a worse place is that they had to fire someone, period. And that's the company's doing, not mine.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Here's somebody that thinks it was a good decision. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. This is Kajiso. I really think you made the right decision because she's a single mom with three kids, and the other chick, she lives at home with her mom. So obviously she don't need a job.
You don't know that.
She has a second job modeling.
What? You don't know that. What about the 23-year-old's family situation? Nobody knows her situation at home, why she's living at home. Maybe she's living at home to help her mom.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not living at home to help her mom. She's
How do
living
you know?
She don't want to spend her own money to take care of her own self.
She's saving the money.
This is a real age bias thing right here. Shantae, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show. Love you guys.
Thank you
for calling. What's up?
I am a 23-year-old, and I am highly upset and offended that she would make this decision. What is she saying to all the 23, 24, 25-year-olds who's in corporate America, that no matter how good you do, if there's a single mom, you're the first to go? And if she was leaving anyway, she should have left and kept both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point.
What do you think about that? Molly, how do you respond to that?
Keeping both of them?
If you were going to leave anyway, why fire either one of them? Leave now and keep both of them.
Well, I'm assuming.
But to fire the 23-year-old is just what shouldn't have been an option.
Level of position. It's a completely different level of position. Neither of those women are qualified for my position.
Apparently you aren't either, because to make that decision was outrageous. I don't think it was a smart management decision. And if she was 23-year-old, if she was moving up in a company, she should have moved up into your spot.
Yeah, I wonder if that had anything to do with the reason why you might have let her go. It's like it's a little game of Survivor going on here.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Not if she's leaving anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. Melissa got an email.
Yeah, Burt Show listener Noah just sent this email. I thought it was really great. It says, you guys should remember that back in the day, males were given a higher salary than females and still do today due to the fact that the male was the head of the family while the female was working in addition to her husband and thus did not need to earn as much. So on that note, if you start giving single mom special treatment, you're going right back to the discrimination practices we've been trying so hard to eradicate over the past 50 years.
That's a good email right there.
Yeah.
After listening to all that, you have any regrets at all? Do you still think you made the right decision?
You know, I'm hearing people, and I believe you me, I get that this was not the best business decision. But I'm sorry if I am a human being.
Do you think?
Because I went with my heart, and I get those guys out there call me an idiot, or, you know, I get that, and they're entitled, and that is fine. But I went with my heart. And meanwhile, it's not like I went with my heart on every decision I did in my job. I am a good manager. I'm a good supervisor. This may not have been the wisest choice, I get that. But, you know, this economic situation has put us in, you know, tough times and making tough decisions. And sometimes.
But you didn't make the tough decision. You didn't make the tough decision.
She did, though. I mean, she made it in the best way that she thought to go.
I mean, the tough decision to do was.
It was a tough decision.
Which was
either
what was right
way
for the company.
That's why it's a debate, and that's why people feel passionate about it, because it is a difficult decision either way. I was going to ask her, do you think you'll sleep better at night with this decision than the other one?
Well, yeah. I think that's why I made it.
Because I think if I made the right business decision, knowing it was the right business decision, it would still keep me up at night knowing that there were three kids that weren't going to be fed or weren't going to have what they needed because of my business decision.
I think it's also an easier decision for her to make because she's not going to be there. She's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does add a different twist to it.
So I think ethically, she could probably, well, I don't even know. I think that could be argued also. You could sleep better at night.
I think, you know, because I feel like you can't be black and white with business anymore, but I do believe in business streamlining it, meaning you agree to a job to do a job, and you are judged based on your performance in that job, and so I don't think it should end when a pink slip has to be given.
Let me pose this question to you guys. If the kids replace the kids with a disability that held the person back from doing the job as well as the 23-year-old, would it be the same business decision?
Again, it's a brutal company decision, but
I think
you struggle with it, but I mean, you got to do what's best for the company,
I think that we had single moms that came on last week and said, look, if you know that's your situation and you know you need to keep this job, then when you're at that job, then you are the best employee at that job.
Either way, I think
as a manager
of the company,
it's still a business decision to you.
It's not easy. Certainly not easy.
It is. I truly believe that if you, it's your responsibility as the employee to make sure that you keep your job.
Mm-hmm. The Burt Show.
Hi, Martha Stewart.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm in New York getting ready for my morning show.
I'm curious where you're calling us from because there's a little bit of an echo. Are you in like a green room or a dressing room or something?
Now there won't be.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because I was on my speakerphone so that my publicist could hear what I had to say. Or not hear what I had to say, hear what you had to say.
Yeah, take us off speaker. We're publicists don't like us very much.
Oh, yes, they do. What are you talking about?
Hey, Martha, at some point in the interview, I want you to angrily say to us, I can't believe you just asked me that, and then a few seconds later, describe your publicist's face to us.
Hey, thanks for taking the time and calling us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm coming down there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I'm coming down on Tuesday the 17th. That's next Tuesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A few days from now. And we are going to be, we're doing a very exciting thing. We are going to be filming segments for my show at the Georgia Aquarium.
Now,
that's very awesome. Cool.
Have you been to the aquarium yet?
Oh, I have. It's the most magnificent thing. And we're going to be focusing on the aquarium science and research. You know that it is the most amazing aquarium probably in the United States and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to learn there. And our viewers and, you know, everybody who's interested in Martha Stewart and what we do always wants to learn. So we're going to be doing an amazing bunch of stuff there. And I can't wait. Maybe I'll even go swimming in one of the tanks.
Are you thinking about doing that whole thing? Because they pitched us to do that, and we haven't taken them up on that, but I'd love
Why
to do
not?
That.
Why not? Don't you like to swim?
For no political reason or anything like that. I don't think we've had the chance to actually say yes to it, but I want to do it.
Oh, yeah, you should. It's all so fun. What a chance.
Yeah, we're going
to do something exciting and see all those sea creatures. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, this is another thing we're doing that same day. It's a busy day. We are signing books.
Okay.
Several of my books, my cookies book, my Martha Stewart's Cooking School at 12:30 at the aquarium. And people have to call and get a reservation? Oh, you can call ahead and pre-order the books. And I will be there to sign them and talk to everybody, and I'm really looking forward to that, too.
We'll have all the information up online of where you can get the book and how you can get over there from our website at Q100Atlanta.com. Martha, I mean, I've got to ask you about this amazingly, this successful life you've had. I mean, if you take a look at your entire life, you're talking about a successful model, successful stockbroker in the 70s, In 76, you start a catering company that becomes successful. In 95, Martha Stewart Living has a circulation of 250,000. Then the number increases to 2 million. Success, success, success. So what do you get that others don't? Why you? Are you working harder? Do you know your audience better? What is it?
Well, I think that I really consider myself my customer. And, you know, I identify totally with what people need and what people want, especially about their homes. Mm-hmm. And we're all about living. We're all about the home, the garden, the interior, the exterior. We're all about providing the most valuable, useful information. You know, we're real practical, actually. And especially in this economic time that we're suffering through, everybody's suffering, what I want to do is just help people live better lives every single day.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it, because I'm not just talking about the success you're having now. You've been successful at every level.
Oh, yeah.
Anything. So why?
Like her person, what's in her personality?
Well, because I'm really a nice person. And I'm really smart. No, and I'm curious about what people need and want, and I think we focus on that. Oh, and we always have, and people realize that. And our information is very trustworthy. Our recipes work. Our information on any project that we ask people to works. Our products are good, really good, high-quality products at all different price levels. And so you can sort of find us where you want to find us. We're on the internet, we're on television, we're on radio, we're in magazines, we're in books. I've written 65 books.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of books, and they are all very useful books. So I think that's really what it has to do with. It's high-quality information.
I haven't even read 65 books.
Oh, yes, you have.
I don't own 65 books.
Now, you know, you talk about knowing your audience and being able to relate to them, but on your TV show, one particular segment I think sticks out in mind was Ludacris, I believe, came on your TV show.
And, yeah, I love those guys. I love everybody.
And I was going to say, with knowing your audience, what craft, Ludacris is coming on your show. Do you think? Well, let me see. What Christmas paper mache Christmas ornament would Ludacris on his tree? Or how do you target that audience?
We figure it out. You know, everybody loves to do projects. I don't care who they are, and rappers, musicians, actors, actresses. Everybody loves to show me stuff, and they also love to learn. And so that's how we approach it.
And Martha Stewart Living teaches us so many different things, and it's so practical. But your daughter, Alexis, has a show now called Whatever Martha, where they make fun of Martha Stewart Living.
So I know. Isn't it cute?
How do you feel about that show?
Well, because it was my idea, actually, because I really want to use my old evergreen segments that we've created. We have thousands of fantastic segments from the television show. But how could you attract a new, different audience? And so I thought, oh, I'll give them to Alexis and Jennifer and see what they come up with. And it was really loosely based on Mystery Science Theater. You know that wonderful program where there's little pop-up nitwits who jump up and down and make comments?
Sure.
So that's Alexis and Jennifer. not that they're nitwits. They are very, very attractive women, and they are funny.
Has it ever hurt your feelings?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, my feelings are like iron.
I imagine you have a pretty thick skin at this point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Martha, I am not one who cooks or decorates a lot, but I do have several of your books because, like you said, I learn from you. But I usually get the holiday books, so I have the Christmas and the Halloween and everything. I'm curious, what is your favorite holiday, and then what holiday do you dread but you still have to help people get through?
Let me see. My favorite holiday probably is Halloween because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be totally outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I also love Christmas. I love Christmas. And I love all holidays. I love Valentine's Day. I love Mother's Day. I love Easter. You know, I'm doing a new book now, an entertaining book that really blows out all those holidays even more than we've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. And dreading, well, let's see, what do I dread? I probably dread something like, some of those, like, Ramadan.
Ramadan?
Because you don't know what
can you do with Ramadan?
You have to fast for, like, 40 days or something. Oh,
she can't put a book out for fast.
That goes against everything you stand for, fasting for 40 days.
I know. Fasting just isn't my thing.
Does your family make you cook all the holiday meals?
Excuse me?
Does your family make you cook all the holiday meals?
Oh, of course. Of course. what would Thanksgiving be without the turkey, you know? And I make the best turkey, so of course. In my family, not the best in the world, in my family.
And if you're Martha Stewart's cousin, do you even ask at the family reunion, do you want me to bring something? Because
course. Everybody in my family is a fantastic cook.
Right,
everybody.
My brother
bakes the best pies. He grows his blueberries and he makes blueberry pie.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm in that circle and I'm a friend of yours, I'm never inviting you over to my house for dinner or something like that.
That's very mean because I also like hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill.
It's along the same lines though of walking into a room with Elton John and you sitting down at the piano. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you
I want to go to great restaurants while I'm in Atlanta too. Unfortunately, I'm only there for a day, but I want to go to Scott P. Cox, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole list of restaurants to visit. So I have about 3 hours. So I think I'm going to make a quick tour.
Jeff, are you saying that restaurant's not even around anymore?
No, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn, but Scott may have left. I think
he left his restaurant.
He may have. I'm going to look to make sure.
Oh, he was on my show like 2 months ago. Well, maybe he did, but the food's still good.
Well, I feel bad if I'm wrong, so I'm not going to say that yet. But please, thank you for supporting local restaurants.
Oh, okay. And I can't wait to come to the aquarium, that Georgia Aquarium. I mean, you have a treasure there.
Yeah, we really do.
And you should definitely go swim with the sharks. Definitely.
We will do that.
Do it every day on the radio. Why don't you do it in the tank?
We will link on over to Martha Stewart from our website at Q100Atlanta.com.
Okay.
Again, the day that Martha is going to be here is the 17th, Georgia Aquarium, Tuesday, and she's got books to sign, and it's Martha Stewart's Cooking School and Martha Stewart's Cookies at the Georgia Aquarium. Did I get that right?
Cookies and Cooking School, yes, okay. And
we have another book there?
No, those two. Okay.
Very good.
Awesome.
And I was,
all right.
I think I was incorrect about Scott Peacock. He is still at Watershed.
There you go.
Oh, good. Awesome. Oh, good. He's a delight.
Have a wonderful time.
So, okay, you guys, I hope you come over to my book signing.
It would be a pleasure to meet you. It would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, this is the email that came in a couple of days ago. And I think a couple of you guys are going to be in this same situation where you're dating like two different dudes or two different women on Valentine's Day and you're not exactly sure how to handle it. So if you've gotten through this process before, unscathed, then give us a call and give us some advice here. Email reads like this. I used to think that this was exactly the type of problem that I would want to have, but now I have no idea how to handle it. I'm a completely single 26-year-old female in Atlanta, and I'm enjoying the dating scene. I've been dating two guys and really enjoying each one of them for completely different reasons. They're polar opposites, and I think that this is why I'm still interested in both guys. I've led neither one of them to believe that I am only dating them, and it has never really come up, but I really think that each guy believes that they are the only one. Surprisingly, I've had a fairly easy time dating both without any scheduling issues, but as you know, Valentine's Day falls on Saturday this year, and both have discussed doing something.
Uh-oh.
One has already asked me to dinner, and the other one assumes that we will be going out. I told guy number one that I would go out to dinner, but I have started to like guy number two a little bit more since then. I've not lied to either guy thus far and certainly do not want to start now. I'm not really ready to break it off with either one, but I don't really see a way around it since I will have to tell one that I have other plans on Valentine's Day. I thought it might be nice to get some strangers and get some guys' advice also. So how do you handle it?
Now, she's already committed to dinner with one. Because the first thought I had is you can somehow see them both on the... Because Valentine's Day is 24 hours long, you know? And you don't think so?
That's tough.
Well, you'd have to make... I think you'd have to make...
I mean, not at the same time.
A clear decision on who you want to get... Who you'd be more comfortable with getting intimate on that day. Because that's the second date.
Well, she's already... I mean, if she's committed to one for dinner, which is what I think her email said...
Guy number one is getting dinner, but guy number two she likes more.
Because you can't really
call. Back out of dinner.
And dinner should continue on late.
Yeah.
You can't just end it.
So her issue really is, I've committed to dinner with one guy, but I want to be with the other one until...
But she doesn't want to break it off with either one.
Right, okay, so.
Unless she goes to dinner.
It's not just about doing two dates, it's she wants to end the night with one.
But I think the point is, on Valentine's Day, the dinner commitment is a night commitment.
Right.
I would agree.
Yeah. You don't, like, on a regular Saturday night, I think you can do a 7:30 dinner, and then at, like, 10 o'clock, say, hey, you know what? I got to go. Tired. Early tomorrow. Whatever. Bail. And then by 10:45, be at a different bar with a different dude.
I also think we're missing one key detail here. If she has already gotten intimate with the guy that she's having dinner with, then it gets weird to break off. Then the date should continue through the night. But if she hasn't, she can cut that to just dinner and then call the guy that she really digs to come over for Valentine's Day booty call.
To me, the only thing that she's made her commitment for Saturday night.
Yeah, it's already done.
The whole night?
She can't go. She can't go after dinner and do something else, because then booty call guy knows he's just a booty call because he wants to do dinner with her too.
Guess what? Yeah. He don't care.
He wants a booty. Mm-hmm.
Well, not all guys are that superficial.
Yes, they are.
What about one guy on Friday night? What about celebrating it on Friday night with the other dude?
There's a good...
Say you have to work on Saturday.
No.
Well, she said she's never lied. That's the thing, because I was like, she could do a picnic with the other dude on during the day and then have dinner with the other at night and, you know, and have an excuse why she can't do it Saturday night, but...
And Jeff and I have tried to explain this to women before also, that honesty in this case is great. If we know that a woman is dating me and dating somebody else, it makes you the hotter commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to lie to sort of help our feelings out. We don't tell us. Just be honest with us. The chase is what we need.
Well, then she should just tell the other guy Friday night, I've already got plans Saturday night, and leave it at that then, based on that theory.
And then, you know what? It's actually would work to her advantage. Hey, let's not even take calls from listeners. We got it all.
We got this one, everybody.
Yeah, we got it. You know, go home, people. But it would work to her advantage if she actually blows off the one she likes more on Valentine's night, if she does it properly. Like, I think telling them Valentine's morning or Friday night, bad. But if she's like, I'm sorry, I've already got something going on Saturday night, then he's going to be like, wait a minute. And if he's into her, he's going to work so much harder because you just made him second fiddle.
For Friday night.
Valentine's night, yeah.
For Friday night. You should be honest, yeah.
Booyah.
Hey, Tom, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi. Hey,
go ahead. Beat that advice, Tom.
Yeah, I had the same thing happen in the Valentine's. The night before, I spent the night with one girl, woke up and made breakfast for her that morning and went out and had lunch that day and then went out that night with another girl. Ended up getting married to the girl that I went out the first night with.
Oh, really?
It's actually a good trick, because if you go out Friday night, you could say, but then we get to wake up Valentine's morning together.
It's good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're still going to take calls? Okay, good luck.
Hey, Lori, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, Bert. Hey, Jen, Melissa, and Jeff.
Hi. And hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Hey. I love you, too.
What's up, Lori?
Well, actually, I've done this several times across state lines. On Friday night, spend the night with the guy who she most wants to be intimate with. Get the job done, have breakfast, maybe even, you know, go spend some time together during the afternoon. Then she can get herself together for dinner with the other gentleman Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And if she chooses to be intimate with him, there's still the 24-hour break period. And if I can accomplish this across state lines, I'm sure she can accomplish it in one season.
She's a professional.
Yes.
Hey, Jay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. First, I want to tell you guys, I love the Q100 girls. Secondly, what I do is the girl I want to spend the night with more, I tell the other one that I spend Valentine's Day with my mom. And I spent, and that and they love that. They be romantic.
So he's actually building points by lying.
That's great.
Dude, that's such a dude way to handle it, though, man.
You know what? But the difference... I love his honesty, because now everybody listening knows that that is crap if you're hearing that from your guy.
Right.
But the difference is you're playing the role of a guy. She said she's never lied to either of the dudes, so she can't say that.
And we're saying she doesn't have to.
And just so you know, if you're dating a girl who chooses to spend Valentine's Day with her mom, get out of the relationship. She is crazy.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing for a guy.
Nah. A guy, it's sweet. And endearing.
Kind of chivalrous.
My mom is older and she's alone, so I'm going to spend Valentine's Day with her.
Yeah, that's freaking good.
But then if a girl
don't believe
good,
it, girls!
Because you're building points in your lie.
Oh, man.
It's awful, but brilliant. Good morning, Julie. You're on Q100.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
She can't. She doesn't have to lie. She's single. She's 26. Give her some tickets to Bitterball. Have her tell both guys, my girlfriend's really lonely. She needs to find a guy. I'm going to be her wing girl for the night and go to Bitterball with her. And then she goes out with one guy on Friday night and the other guy on Sunday night.
Still don't need to lie, though.
No, and I think
there's zero reason to lie.
There's no reason why she can't get the full benefits of Valentine's Day because she's got two guys that want to spend it with her. I think that it's like you said, if honesty's not going to hurt her, then why not be honest? She's already made her commitment Saturday night. And then, Friday the 13th.
I think men are going to respond in the same way that women would respond to that.
The problem with a woman is that you're thinking like a woman.
Right.
And you got to think like a guy here.
It'll be better if you tell him the truth.
Because she's been so honest up to this point right now, there's no reason to be dishonest. Tell him that you've already got something lined up for Valentine's night. And like Jeff said, he'll make Friday night way better.
Right.
Way better.
Mm-hmm. And it is physically impossible for a woman to dumb it down to a guy's level. You guys are incapable. You hit a certain level on the, that scale they show you in the old school books of how man developed, and there's the dude dragging his knuckle on the ground.
Are you still dragging your knuckles?
The evolution chart.
Like, women won't go past that. Like, it hits a wall. You got to turn one page back and see the part where we're just floating in the pond like a little algae turd. Then you're thinking like a guy.
You need a good guy friend to dumb it down for you. And you can even call him up and go, look, I need you to dumb this down for me. Help me out with this. Yeah.
So basically our advice to her is tell him the truth and go with the other dude on Friday night.
If you're being honest with a guy, if you're dating two dudes, if you are honest with both of them, they are going to compete. Even though they don't know each other.
Indeed.
They will compete with each other for you.
Or if she's in the place where she just wants to pick one, all she has to ask herself is, who do I want to wear the prettiest lingerie for? And then she has her answer.
Is that it right there?
That's it.
All right, pretty simple. Slam dunk right there.
She's going to get some awesome Valentine's Day presents.
She will, especially from Friday Night Guy.
Two nights of Valentine's Day? Yeah, that's fantastic.
I hate her.
The Bird Show.